Good evening, and welcome to Real Girlfriends of America. Tonight we ask the question, would you date you? What are your dating do's and don'ts? What good and bad traits do you have? We ask these and many other questions tonight on our panel of Real Girlfriends Across America. Stay tuned. Everyone, and welcome to Clutch Podcast with Real Girlfriends Across America. My name is Annie, and I'm so happy to be your host tonight. Real Girlfriends Across America is a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. You can call us at 516-387-1748 to participate tonight. We are broadcasting from Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT and 6 p.m. PDT. We want to hear from you. We're always looking for fresh topics. Tonight, we have Tawanda, Rain, Corinne, and Judith on the line. Asking the question, would you date you? There are a plethora of other lovely ladies with us and listening in. So make sure you tell your friends about us and let's begin. I'm going to start with Tawanda. Can you give me three good and bad traits that you have in dating?
So you want me to commit suicide first? All right, I got you. All right, you said three good traits about myself, like in dating?
Yes, and bad.
I would say my bad, okay. I would have to say my five-star personality, my ambition, and my integrity and morals. Those would be my good traits. Not so good traits, I would have to say being spoiled sometimes and probably being set in my ways because, you know, sometimes compromising just doesn't happen. And the other trait that I would say probably where I'm a work in progress would be, you said in dating, right?
Ooh. Yes.
My need for, like, I like mental rise, so like if I get bored, I check out on them. So I don't like to get bored. So some guys have a hard time because they be trying to please me or whatever. Hard to please. That's the habit. I'm extremely hard to please. I'm working on it now.
I love that. You know, ambition is a good thing in the workplace and in relationships, I think, right? All right. What about Rain?
Ma'am.
How about you? Rain, how about you?
Oh, I couldn't hear you for a moment there.
Wow. Sorry, honey.
I really have to think about this, but you know what I'll say for right now? Since I never really thought about that, and it's something that a lot of me and my friends over the years never really discussed, you know, like what our good traits and our bad traits are in relationships. You know, usually we are the ones talking about the guys, you know, instead of like ourselves. So good traits, I would say definitely morals, thoughtfulness, and good communicator, because I think communication is really important when it comes to, I mean, all the time, like in general, but especially like in relationships. And my bad traits, I would probably say, would be sometimes hard to please, overthinker, and maybe, I'm not going to say me, but definitely wanting too much attention at times. Which
it's funny, I can definitely relate
that I'm
to
working
that.
On. Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
I said I can definitely relate to that. You know, I could probably take some classes on communication from you.
Oh,
okay. Hey, Corinne, what do you think?
I would say three positives is that I'm caring, trustworthy, I think not just for the like material things, but also with like information and people's feelings. And the third thing would be that I'm loyal. I think the three negative would probably be that I am maybe I put people in front of me sometimes in spite of myself, and I guess that could be a problem. Another thing is that maybe I don't want to say too independent, but I'd rather do everything myself. And the third thing is I don't know. I was trying to think of a third thing while I was listening to everybody else, and I couldn't think of a third thing.
Well, that's okay. You can always chime in later if you remember or you think of something. And then, Judith, what about you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Good things about me is that I have a good sense of humor, and I don't get bored, and what else? There's a lot of good things about me. I'm friendly, and, you know, I'm committed, and like they mentioned before, loyal. I'm that too. But bad things about me, bad traits that I possess, I guess I can be impatient. I can be controlling. I have a strong personality. I don't hold grudges so much, but if somebody does something to me, I let it be known, but in a humorous way. Like the other day, my partner got me upset, so when he was asleep, I polished his toenails red. So
right.
That's kind of like, I mean, I that's how I let it out.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, thank you. I don't know. You guys all made some really good points. I definitely could be better on communicating. I do tend to try to control situations sometimes because, of course, I always know better, right? But I think it's really interesting when I think it was it Rain who mentioned that they hadn't talked about it. And I realized, too, when I was doing this these questions up that I hadn't really talked about this with people. And it's kind of funny because we probably should look at ourselves a little bit more to try to make ourselves a better partner. I know I should. So anyway, Tawanda, let's come back to you, and could you give me what you look for, like the two most important traits you look for in a partner?
Okay. What I'm looking for in a partner, of course, someone that's smart and ambitious. Like, that's extremely important to me. Remember, I don't like to get bored. So you have to be smart, and you have to definitely be ambitious. That's, like, more important than even how good he looks.
See, that's me, too, because, you know, you said that the top one you said was ambition. So it's funny. It matches up.
Absolutely.
With
I'm
yourself.
All about substance. Substance is everything. Oh, my gosh. I've met guys that look so great, man. They're dumb. What are you doing? What are you doing? WYD, that's as big as your vocabulary is? Don't even get me started, girl.
Oh, trust me. I know. You got to have the meat in the sandwich because just the bread is boring.
Oh, yeah. All about substance. That's right.
What about you, Rain?
Yeah.
What are your two most important traits that you look for in a partner?
The two most important is, number one, selfless. Definitely want someone that is not a selfish person in any way, and that's on like many levels. They am all about wanting to volunteer and help people, just be of service to people in some way, and I want my partner to be the same, you know, instead of like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Always thinking about other people, but, you know, I mean, you know, I want someone that thinks about people more than themselves, because I guess that's how I am. And,
these days with everything going on, I think it's really important that people have some morals and values, you know, and it's hard to see what people truly mean until they're out dealing with some of these situations, like wearing a mask into a grocery store.
Yeah.
And Judith, absolutely. What about you? What do you think are the two most important traits you look for in a partner?
I like somebody with a sense of humor, because I have one, and somebody that's honest and has a brain, like I mentioned before, because I need to be intellectually stimulated.
Nice. You know, a sense of humor, I think, is important, because I like to tell dad jokes a lot, and I think I'm hilarious. So if I don't have somebody with a sense of humor, I'm going to really be, like, feeling insecure about myself.
Anybody else
to add on this
for two? Humor is important as well. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I wanted to take a break before we ask the next two questions. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Would You Date You?
Of course I will.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Real Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Real Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to Clutch with Real Girlfriends Across America. This is Annie, and I'm so happy to have Tawanda, Rain, Corinne, and Judith on the phone with me today. And we're talking about Would You Date You? So, Tawanda, our next question is, how do you determine these traits that you're looking for in your partner? Do you look at their job? Do you look at their car? What do you pay attention to in your partner when you're dating to determine?
What's most important and what I pay attention to is really conversation, because conversation still rules the nation. Like, for example, when I used to be, like, on different dating sites for a long time, people would hit you up, hey, what are you doing? And after two or three times you're chatting back and forth, they have nothing else to say, no substance. It's not about their profession. It's really about their conversation, their charisma, and what's on their mind. And I determine that from 15 minutes of conversation.
Nice. You know, I definitely, if somebody's grammar is horrific, with the texting now so much these days, if somebody's grammar is not really that great, like, I have to say, I might not give them the time of day.
Yeah.
Rain, what about you? Sorry, I have to be honest.
I am 100% with there. Grammar is, definitely grammar. And also conversation, because one, if someone can't hold a conversation like right away, like if you're in a dating lounge or something and you can't hold a conversation, or the first thing you talk about the entire conversation is yourself, then that's already like,
oh my God.
Well, that's already like, well, not someone that's for me. instead of, you know, someone right. that's like, so what do you like to do? What are you all about? And stuff like that, that really, that's, you know, showing that they're really interested in you and getting to learn who you are.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's why coffee is always the first best date. You can get it iced or hot and get out of there quick if you need to.
Yes.
How about you? Sorry. How about you, Corinne?
So, I mean, I think that it's important. Like, I actually agree with the person being ambitious, and I think they should be driven, and definitely someone that is motivated to do things and is reliable. To me, reliability is important as well.
Okay. And Judith, how about you? Judith, you there, hon?
Here I am. What was the question? Is that what was it? Like, how I determine if I...
Yeah, what? How do you determine these traits that you're looking for in a partner? So on your first date, are you interested in their job? Are you interested in what they drive? Do they have children? What are the kind of things that help you decide?
Okay, I'm not really materialistic. Maybe a little bit. But what I look for is, I guess because I have children, if they have children or... if they can have a good conversation with me, if I don't like to be proven wrong, and based on like our conversations, if I feel the tension there, then I know if I'm going to like this person or not. But then again, I also don't like somebody who's not confident or who's not, how can I say, manly, I guess.
Right. You know, the funny thing,
I don't like a mama's boy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the funny thing is that, like, I've always heard that saying that opposites attract, but it seems to me, like, through talking through this with you guys that, it, you know, really it's not. You know, a lot of you guys are looking for the same kind of, you know, idealistics or values that you have, kind of trying to match you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier, too, because sometimes you know how to deal with situations if you're dating yourself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the last question, what's that, sweetie?
No, I was just going to say that, well, my boyfriend is the complete opposite of me, and it's kind of, it keeps it interesting, though.
So, okay, since you brought that up, he's the complete opposite, so you got to tell us, like, what the biggest things that irritate you about him.
The music he likes. We like completely different music. We have different parenting styles. We have different likes and dislikes. We're like complete opposites.
But that probably keeps it pretty interesting.
Yes, it does. But then again, with the morals and values and how we both like to be kind to other people, we both like to help people out. So there's also things that we're opposite in certain things, like complete opposites. But then again, in the main important things, then we are kind of similar, the same.
Well, that's good. Okay, anybody else want to add on that? Okay, so then I'm going to go back to Tawanda, and we're going to ask you the final questions for tonight. And I want you to tell me honestly, would you date yourself? Yes or no, and I want to know specific reasons why or why not you would date him. Date yourself, sorry.
I would date myself with caution. because it's going to be a roller coaster ride. It's going to be the ride of their life. But and I say yes because I am a person that is honest. I'm about integrity. And my good, always, always my bad. My heart is going to be in the right place. And, I am a great person to be able to deal with. So, of course, I would definitely date me. I'm in love with myself.
That's awesome. Okay. What about you, Rain?
Yes, 100%. You know, you got to love yourself because if you don't, you can't love anyone else. Yes. I would definitely date myself. Even though I did mention that sometimes I can be hard to please, I wouldn't say that I'm a people pleaser, but I am definitely the type of person that wants to please my partner in every way, keep them happy, you know, and just do thoughtful things to them, like, you know, treat them like a king. So I would hope to be treated like a queen, since I'm, you know, I would treat him like a king. But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. You know, amongst us women, we always talk about glowing each other up, and I think that it might be important in the relationships if we talked about glowing each other up, because it's so easy to go home and take things out on your partner. I know I've been guilty of it many, many times, and I've had it done to me. You know, if I have a bad day, and the easiest person to take that out on is the one that's at home that you think will never leave, you know? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Judith, what about you, honey? What about the...
I would date myself, but just like I warned him, I would warn myself, you know, this is me, get ready for, be prepared, I'm not going to change. But yeah,
so,
yeah,
so far,
I would.
So far, we all realize we all need caution tape, right?
Yes. Yep.
I know, Tawanda, I know what I'm buying you for Christmas.
Definitely. Spread lightly. Come for it.
Beat with caution.
Can I just say, this is Amanda. I would not date myself at all.
Oh, hey. Amanda, I'm sorry. I was like, you guys forgive me. This
it's
is
okay.
My first time hosting.
It's okay. I sneaked in. So, yeah, I have control issues. So I think that if I dated myself, we'd end up killing each other. And I have so much like stress and anxiety that I think that if we didn't kill each other over the power struggles, but it would be over the stress and anxiety.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, Amanda, now that you've jumped in, you've got to let me know what your three good and bad traits are, because now I feel like I'm missing out on some information here.
Oh, my good and bad traits. My good traits are that in dating?
Yes, ma'am.
I definitely want to wear the pants in the relationship. So that's probably good or bad, depending on whoever you're dating. I go through highs and lows. I struggle with both depression and anxiety, so there are times where I'm a handful just because of those, and I also have physical health issues. So I'm a lot to handle. But on the flip side, like, I would do anything for I love hard. I value people, I guess. Yeah.
See, that's awesome. You know, loving hard is a real thing. I understand exactly. I have high anxiety and PTSD, and the intensity at which I deal with situations sometimes really makes people uncomfortable. But I've looked to back it up a little bit. You know, when you're looking up 24 hours a day, they have to deal with it. And it's not always
easy. You're fading
so.
Out. You're fading out.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I can.
Okay, so, you know, it's not always easy to deal with mental health issues with any relationship, especially someone that you're sleeping next to every night.
That's true.
So, anybody else have anything to add?
No, that was real. I respect that.
Uh-huh.
An interesting question.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys calling in. And I'm really happy to be here. This was really fun, and I hope you guys come back and listen and participate again tomorrow night.
Absolutely. What are you talking about tomorrow?
Oh, wait. What? Tomorrow? You know what? That's a bad question to ask me right now because I'm new at this. I do not know, so please forgive me. But you can look it up, because I'll post it on my Facebook for you.
It's another great topic.
We're going to have a wonderful topic, and you can call in and speak with us, and I'll be there. I know that.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you guys for calling in. Thank you for listening. I cannot wait until next time. Make sure you follow us at Real Girlfriends 7 on Instagram and Facebook, Real Girlfriends Across America. You can email us your ideas at realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. Check out our website, realgirlfriends.org. And don't forget to listen in Sunday through Thursday. We're on at 6 p.m. EDT, 9 p.m. PDT. I hope you guys have a prosperous and peaceful night. I'm so excited to join you again soon.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at realgirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next. And until next time, have a great and awesome day. Honey.